Yes, it is true that His Excellency, the President, Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika, after examining the economic situation in which we are, has directed that cabinet ministers and government officials must reduce their international travel to 3 trips in a year. And again, for the local trips, it's 8 trips in a year. This is in response to the economic situation of the country, as I've already indicated.
Now, how long is this restriction going to last?
Well, you might be aware that when this government was coming into power sometime in June last year, it found almost empty coffers. Why empty coffers? Because we are coming from a background as a nation of the infamous casket scandal, whereby the Maai government lost a lot of money in billions of kwachas due to some unresponsible people working within the government circles who siphoned the money. The donors, the bilateral partners, those people who have been supporting us, the direct budget support, suspended their support to Malawi. Now, this effectively meant that we have gone into government without money. We have gone into, we have entered government that is completely bankrupt, and that's the genesis of our problems. Now, coming back to your question, when the country shall be back to normal? It depends on how fast we are going to achieve our goals so that we are getting back to the normal economic situation. As of now, we are trying as government as much as possible to come back to normal through the locally available means.
What specific measures is President Mutharika and his administration implementing to ensure a quick return to normal economic growth that he promised Malawians?
You see, our bilateral partners have told us, have told government to work on two major issues. The first issue is to make sure that all the cases as regards to cash cases must be fast-tracked in the court of law. Now, on this one, we are leaving no stone unturned because since we came into government, since October last year, we have now been able to successfully prosecute about 6 cases, of which government has won all the cases. And the journey continues. Had it been that we were let down by the judiciary support staff strike, we could have been somewhere else. The second thing is what we have been taught to do is that our bilateral partners would want us to see the improvement in our financial management system. That one, we are working tirelessly day in and day out so that we reach a point to say that we are satisfied, and at this point, no money can be siphoned out because it's a system which ended up to be corrupt and because of the mindset of some other individuals within the government circles.
Minister Kondwane, talking about Cashgate, some critics have said that despite the president promised before the election to speed up prosecuting anybody who has stolen money from national coffers, the process has been woefully slow. How do you respond to such criticisms?
Well, when we were putting up our budget, national budget for the year 2014-2015, that was passed in October last year, we had made a considerable increase to law enforcing agencies like the Malawi Police Service, the Anti-Corruption Bureau, and of course the judiciary, for them not to lack when it is coming to the need for the finances, so that the rule of the law could be followed. Now, if we have been able to increase the financial allocation, in some instances more than 100%, 101%, 102%, we are hopeful because the trend has been, or the complaint ever since have been that these agencies I have just mentioned have been underfunded from time immemorial. But now they have been funded well. They have the money so that they are able to prosecute such Cascade cases. And this marks of the political will that is there for us to go ahead in a current prosecution of such cases are concerned.